The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. Jesus and his disciples left from there and began a journey through Galilee, but he did not wish anyone to know about it. He was teaching his disciples and telling them, "The Son of Man is to be handed over to men, and they will kill him. And 3 days after his death, the Son of Man will rise." But they did not understand the saying, and they were afraid to question him. They came to Capernaum, and once inside the house, he began to ask them, "What were you arguing about on the way?" But they remained silent, for they had been discussing among themselves on the way who was the greatest. Then he sat down, called the 12, and said to them, "If anyone wishes to be first, he shall be the last of all and the servant of all." Taking a child, he placed it in their midst, and putting his arms around it, he said to them, "Whoever receives one child such as this in my name receives me, and whoever receives me receives not me, but the one who sent me." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Good morning, everyone. In the Gospel today, the 12 are debating amongst them who is the greatest. And you know, it's almost like they don't quite understand what Jesus is all about yet. And so, Christ uses this opportunity to teach his disciples about how authority should be exercised in his church, not by lording it over others, but by serving them, because he has come to serve and not to be served. Anyone who does not strive to have this attitude of service not only lacks one of the main prerequisites for proper exercise of authority, but also runs the risk of being motivated by ambition or pride. And to demonstrate to his apostles the necessary sacrifice and humility needed in their ministry, he takes a child into his arms and explains the meaning of this gesture. If we receive for Christ's sake those who have little importance in the world's eyes, it is as if we are embracing Christ himself, the Father who sent him. My brothers and sisters, this sacrificial service extends beyond even leadership in the church. In fact, it extends into our own homes. The gospel demands that we be of service to our spouse, to our kids, to our parents, to our neighbor. All of this born out of love for them and for God. And most especially, all done with a great sense of humility.